You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. Football on In Play Radio. The Championship.
Cardiff come up against Wolverhampton Wanderers, two sides who've dined at the top table in recent years. It's priced up with them both at 8-5. The draw is 21-10. Wolves, who almost like Leeds, threw one away, didn't they, in midweek, were 2-0 up at home to QPR, ended up losing 3-2. But despite the fact they were 2-0 up, they were never really in control of that game. And again, psychologically, that could take quite a bit out of them. They come up against the Cardiff sides, who come here off the back of a draw at Blackburn, and have made a solid, if unspectacular, start to the season.
Yeah. Wolves haven't been convincing yet, have they? That's what's worrying me a little bit here, because they beat Blackburn, thanks to an Edwards handball. They beat Newport County, which they should be doing, but had to come from behind to do so. Drawing 1-1 with Hull is probably not the worst thing in the world, considering Hull obviously came down. There was questions over the penalty, whatever else. And then they go 2-0 up and lose 3-2 at home. Now, I had quite a big bet pre-season on Wolves to get promoted, and it's incredibly early, so I'm not going to go, oh my God, it's over. But I am sort of sitting there going, oh, they've not convinced yet. And that's my problem with them here. I can understand entirely why the traders have priced this the way they have. 8-5 Cardiff, 8-5 Wolves, 21-10 the draw. I completely and utterly get that. But I'm going to say something I didn't think I'd be saying here, which I'm going to go pro Cardiff here.
Okay.
Now, they've started with a 1-1 draw against Fulham. It was a game in which they had to come back late on. They've drawn 2-2 with QPR, a game in which they had to come back late on. And obviously, against them, Blackburn came back late on. But I just think at the moment, as a side, they look really settled and really good. Now, I know that Benik Afobe has been in ridiculous goal-scoring form. You know, bagged against QPR. He, of course, bagged in the against Newport. He bagged against Blackburn. So if you're looking for a goal scorer, then Benik Afobe is quite a hard one to look past, isn't he, at 6-4 any time, for a guy who scored the goals he scored last season. Also, a little stat for you. Look at the games in which Cardiff have been involved in so far. Goal in the 86th minute. And this is in the league, by the way. Mm-hmm. Goal in the 90th minute. Goal in the 88th minute. All three of their games so far have had very, very, very late goals. So, what about a goal market? 86 minutes of full time, yes, at 5-2. 76 minutes of full time, yes, at 11-10. Both really good markets. I mean, sometimes you don't want to go into these markets too much. Sometimes you want to just, obviously at home, you want to back your outrights, maybe a bit of a draw and a bet your overs, your both teams to score, your goal scorer. But these can sometimes be gold mines. And 76 minutes of full time at 11-10 is a cracking bet. But Wolves haven't convinced so far. If you are going to play a Wolves win, play the headline offer, Afobe to score and Wolves to win at fives. If they win, it's likely that he's going to be scoring with the way he started the season and, of course, finished last. But I am going to go with Cardiff. I think certainly at home as well, they might have enough about them. And, you know, they drew opening day against Fulham, but that was opening day. And I'm willing to give them another chance here. I just think Wolves haven't convinced yet. Whereas Cardiff, even though they've had to get into a couple of games very late on indeed, they, of course, were stung very late on indeed as well. I just think they've shown me a little bit more than I thought I'd see from them early season. So, in that regard, I do think the 8-5 is quite good. I can understand, though, why someone at home or listening out and about goes, draw. Nailed on draw. Just draw. But I'm not having that. I'll have 8-5 match betting Cardiff. And one final way of looking at this, by the way. You could play come from behind and win or draw. Now, come from behind and win or draw Cardiff is 9-2. Wolves is 9-2. Come from behind and win or draw. Yeah? So if you had a pound on Wolves at 9-2 to come from behind and win or draw, you get £5.50, and the same back, obviously, if Cardiff did it. Which means, of course, you're putting a £2 stake down with a £3.50 return of profit should one of them win.
Correct.
Thank you very much. Now, look at the games so far that they've had. You know, Cardiff, have lost out. Sorry, Cardiff have come from behind and won our draw once. They did it against QPR, of course. And then, obviously, it happened to them against Blackburn. For Wolves, they came from behind and drew against Hull. They obviously didn't land against Blackburn, but they were leading and then blew it against QPR. So actually, these are two sides who are either getting into games they weren't in or are blowing it when they are in them.
Mm-hmm.
So just an interesting little thing to consider sometimes. When you see two sides who aren't looking convincing, those are always interesting markets. And sometimes, don't forget, if it is a draw, you could technically land both of those.
Yeah, that is true. It would be a hell of a game. But
it
yeah.
would be, yeah. But it's just a market. I'm just bringing it up now because it's something that does knock around in the lower annals of my brain sometimes. It can sometimes be a good market to play on two teams that aren't convincing.
Mm. Bottlers, if you will.
Yeah.
Not that
yeah.
these are. But, well, we say that, we don't know. We're three games into the season.
Also, yeah, I just think that Cardiff, for me, I just haven't been... Cardiff have played slightly above the level I expected them to start the season at. Wolves have played quite a way below it. That's yep. how I'd describe it.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.